Xavier, joined by my co-host Salem.
Yo.
This is episode 165, our weekly All Things Horror podcast. Zombie craze continues with remakes galore. Sometimes it's a color remake of the original. Sometimes it takes the spirit of the original sequel to forge its own. But we do see a sharp decline in quality with parkour zombies and CGI that would make Romero roll over in his grave because, holy smokes, these aren't some of the best movies. But we are discussing tonight the remakes of the classic George Romero, Night of the Living Dead, which came out in 1990, directed by Tom Savini with help by George Romero. So it's probably why it's so good, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, Romero was very closely in it. I think he was executive producer.
Yeah, I think he still wrote the screenplay as well. So,
well, I think they used the same screenplay, or at least the original one.
Yeah.
There's not, I mean, there are differences, but like,
yes,
not a lot.
The plot point's the same.
Right.
Yeah. Then Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead, written by James Gunn from 2004. Day of the Dead from 2008, and its sequel, Day of the Dead Bloodline.
No, not a sequel.
Well, in my head, it's a sequel. But
in your head is wrong. They are both based on Day of the Dead, and they're both completely different.
Correct. One is more Day of the Dead than the other.
Well,
the plot points.
I guess arguably sure, but yeah, they both aren't good.
Yeah, but yeah, as you said, they're not related, but you think they would be, even though it came out what, 9 years later and shared the title. And when you have a tagline at the end of it, it makes it seem like it would be a sequel. But it's not, as you pointed out. But let's get into this Night of the Living Dead 1990. We know how this goes, right? It's the same pretty much story, so I'm not going to go too heavy into it, but essentially, you know, Barbara and her brother go to visit their mother's grave, and lo and behold, they get not only jump scared by a guy who's just drunk and not a zombie, but an actual zombie then comes, kills the brother.
He's not drunk. He has a head injury.
Oh, that's fair too. maybe he's both. Maybe he was drunk and got a head injury. But yes, we have the same. They're coming to get you, Barbara, and then poor Bill Moseley is killed by the zombie again. Barbara makes it her way to the house, and this is kind of where things, there's the elements stay the same for the most part. There are more plot points where we still have the same cast of characters inside. We meet Ben, played by Tony Todd, Barbara, who doesn't just go hysterical and quiet for half the movie. She actually is doing stuff now throughout the entire movie.
Well, she does go hysterical first, but then she
resolves
and gets better.
Yeah, then we have Cooper and his wife and his kid, just like the uppers and the downers, right? The top versus bottom, with the same cast of the young guy and his girlfriend. But this time, everyone really pitches in boarding up the house. It's not just Ben, watching Ben do it by himself for like 20 minutes. Everyone gets in there. We have a meat mallet. Someone uses a wrench and a hammer to start boarding it up. And I would say that Cooper is still an asshole in this movie. So kind of the night continues and they're figuring out what to do. Cooper and his wife and kid want to stay downstairs because it's safe, but there's only, one way in and out. Ben's like, no, we gotta hold off here. Like I said, they're just pouring up. And, there's, I'd say, a lot more zombies in this one than, the original. I think just because they had the budget and were able to do it. But that all being said, there's internal turmoil. They're like, hey, this is, the kid's like, this is my uncle's house. We need gas. So we're going to go get gas. So that plot point kind of continues down the path. Ben goes with them with fire because, he sets a couple zombies on fire and they're not as afraid of fire in this one, I would say. They make it to the gas pump. They thought they had the keys. They didn't. Ben falls out along the way. And the torch he had goes in the back of the truck. Well, the boy goes, I can't get the key. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to shoot the lock off. And gasoline spurts onto the torch. And boom, they go up in flames. And the zombies have a nice, crispy, warm snack to eat. Versus just the cold human flesh that they were used to. So eventually Ben makes it back to the house, and then him and Cooper kind of have a shoot off. Right. Oh, sorry.
Shoot off.
No, they start shooting at each other because they're that angry. Meanwhile, the daughter does, you know, she is sick. You know, Cooper takes the TV and realizes it's kind of everywhere, dead and rising, all that stuff is there. But like, you know, we're not going to get to with this. We don't have like the back and forth with scientists and the good old boy redneck posse that we got in the original. The daughter kind of comes up, and instead of just stabbing her mom with the trowel, they, you know, she bites her neck and the blood goes onto the trowel that's hanging on the wall. So that's a big difference there. They're all zombies. Zombies start kind of pouring in. They fight them off. Barbara does a lot of zombie killing. I said, and then Cooper and Ben eventually have a shoot off, and Cooper goes into the attic thinking that he's going to be safe there.
Shoot off just sounds ridiculous to me.
A gunfight?
Yeah, a gunfight, a shootout.
Shootout, yeah. Well, he's shooting off his mouth.
Shoot off.
And, you know, Barbara goes, oh man, I find a way out of here. And she just leaves the house and eventually, you know, tries to run because she feels they can make it through because these are still the slow moving zombies. And they are. So that'll be the last time we see these slow zombies in this episode tonight is this one. She eventually makes it to place, you know, Ben's kind of bleeding out and dying. He goes into the cellar and lights a cigarette and he finds the gas keys. Barbara makes it to a group of people and they, you know, kind of go back to the house because, you know, she just kind of joined their crew and they had like a pig roast and just good old boys having a good time with like food trucks and everything there. Eventually they make it back to the house and they open up the basement and Ben's now a zombie because he died from his wounds as and established in this world. If you die, you still come back as a zombie. You don't have to get bit. It's not a virus per se here. So they kill him and then Cooper makes it out of the upstairs and he's still human. And Barbara goes, yeah, bang in the head. What was that? A zombie. It's all good. End of movie. I know I haven't seen this in quite some time. Do you remember the last time you even watched this?
The last time? Last time wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
What about the first remember the first time it was, I caught it like on TV or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not see the beginning. And I'm watching this. I'm like, this is like exactly like Night of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is like the same plot line, only it's like color with different actors. What the hell is it? It took me a while because this is before the internet when I saw it. And I was like, I didn't know what the fuck it was. And I couldn't, you know, I wasn't like, you know, primarily, it wasn't like a priority for me to figure out what it was, but it was always like in the back of my mind, like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I found out. I think they played it on like IFC later. Back when IFC was better.
Yeah, I think that's very accurate. Yeah. It's probably the time I watched that, too. I remember it being color. Because, you know, I think at that point in time, we were kind of used to, like, you know, the color version of black and white movies being made, right? Plan 9 from Outer Space had a color re-released in the 90s, I believe, or was it the 80s?
I've never seen the color version of it.
Okay. But I'm saying it's kind of just been a thing that has been done. But yeah, you're right. You watch it the first time and you don't know that, you know, the internet doesn't really have it. It's like, oh, why is this so different? But then you, as we know, as we've gotten older, like, oh, it's pretty much the same people involved that made the original. Which is, I think, interesting to do it yourself, right? Or be involved with your own remake versus some other person doing it that you have no say or involvement with. But do you want to do your highlights first?
Sure.
Okay.
So again, in this one, we get a little bit more background of the outbreak itself, which is, you know, again, we just get more of like the goings on, right? Like that the government's like attempting to like, you know, do something that, you know, that again, we just get a little bit more background of what's going on behind the scenes. We don't get much of it because they don't even bring the TV downstairs.
Right.
The TV just stays upstairs.
It's only like a one-time broadcast that we really see as opposed to like kind of interspersed with it.
Right. Yeah. But that was, it was, it's fun. It's interesting. I mean, there's some added stuff in there, you know, like the reason why they went to that house. You know, like in the original one, they're just like, yeah, our car broke down and we just like ran down the road and this was the closest house that we found. Mm-hmm. And there was no reason why the other two were there. They were just like, yeah, we just found this place. That was it.
Yeah.
And this one, it's like, you know, there was, oh, my uncle lived here. Like this was, you know, this is a house that we had been in before. Mm-hmm. So it makes a little bit more sense that way. At least there was somebody that was like a native to it, which was, you know, good.
Right.
I mean, like what really happens when you shoot a lock on a gas pump? So, I mean, that's fun. I mean, the original one was kind of funny. It was like, you know, the dude forgot how to use a gas pump, just started spraying gas everywhere. But this one, it's like, you know, they're just idiots.
No, they're very much idiots.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough changes in the movie to keep it interesting, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts off the same, like the kind of, you know, act two is basically the same. I mean, act three is kind of where it diverges and goes off. But again, there's enough changes in there to keep it interesting. You know, like we get kind of a background of what that house was, who the people in the house were, you know, like the body that was upstairs, you know, a lot of things that, you know, you just were wondering about in the original one. We kind of get a little bit more fleshed out in this one, which is, yeah, it's just fun. Then of course, yeah, the hillbilly party. It was fun. I mean, I guess like being able to go shoot zombies is like the best thing that for the hillbilly can hear.
Oh, I mean, essentially, you know, hanging them by the tree, just practice, you know, shooting them and all that stuff. The hog roast, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's what you got. Yeah, I mean, I think the cast was spectacular in this. It did feel like a stage play. I think that, like, the first one did. I only say that just because, you know, it's 1968. Movies still felt like stage plays for the most part. But, I mean, I think Tony Todd killed it as Ben, for sure. I think Barbara was better equipped, not just that, you know, damsel in distress. And she was actually doing shit.
Well, yeah, she was by far the smartest one.
Yeah.
Out of the group. Like, immediately she's saying, like, they move real slow. We can just, like, walk past them. Like, if we just walk normal speed and walk somewhere, like, we can just get past them. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is like, no, we got to, like, hide out in here. And she's like, why?
Right. Yeah. They drastically change her character. But, you know, it's a solid remake to something that was already classic, you know, 22 years later. I think if you're going to do a remake, this is kind of how you do it. It just feels like a more modern, up-to-date, you know, version. That being said,
with enough changes to keep it interesting.
Yeah, it's not a shot-for-shot remake. Because, yeah, you said the third act is drastically different, and it is, you know. You would never expect... You kind of expected the bad ending to still happen, right? That Ben survives all that shit. No, he turns into a zombie, and then that's how he dies. So, that's cool. But yeah, there's I would say way more zombies, for sure. And I'd say even, you know, gorier as well, which is always, it's always fun because it's Savini, right? It has to be. Yeah, that's what I have. I'll roll my low points. Obviously, Cooper is a grade A dickhole. Like I said, I'd say even more so in this one. You know, I wish they went a little bit more, not necessarily all the back and forth to the government and the military and the scientists to see what's going on there. But yeah, as you said, it's kind of just like a one broadcast. I just want a little bit more, you know, to maybe say what they thought it was. You know, they thought, you know, they didn't really know that it was maybe the satellite and the radiation that went above it.
Well, that's the magic of the Of the Dead series is they never say what it is.
Right. Well, in Romero's. But yeah.
Well, I mean, but this is the direct remake that's faithful to it. So yes.
Correct. I feel like you're talking about all the good old boys, rednecks. They're wasting an awful lot of zombies. I know they're having fun, but you know you don't need to shoot the zombie like 18 times.
Well, I mean, they're just having target practice. I mean, people do that shit. I mean,
yeah.
I live in an area where I hear fucking rednecks shooting in their backyard all the time.
Yeah.
So I have no doubts that if zombies were around, they'd be doing it at zombies because they react and bleed.
That's fair. Yeah. I'm not sure I can watch people eating other people and then just have a hog roast. I don't think I'd have the stomach for that.
I'm pretty sure they're not watching them eat anything. They're just shooting.
I'm just still saying, I understand they're good boys, but I just don't feel wouldn't be in the mood for a hog roast after shooting people.
Oh, you wouldn't be a good mortician then, or a good coroner, because you have to eat while you're doing coroner stuff.
And always a sandwich, usually egg salad.
Yes.
To show how death doesn't faze you. Yes. That's what I have. How about you?
I think it's hilarious to me that Cooper, for being as much of an ass as he is, doesn't actually swear.
Correct.
Which is ridiculous to me because there is swearing in the movie. It's a rated R movie. Mm-hmm. So why Cooper is like calling people yo-yos and lame brains is like beyond me. Like what this guy's an asshole. Like he obviously has better colorful language than this. What, why is he saying that stuff? Cause I mean, yeah, there's a couple F words and you know, S words in there, like all kinds of, you know, like normal rated R film stuff. And then he like uses these bizarre, like PG-13 swearing. It's just very goofy.
Kind of like R from Home Alone.
Yeah, that's a PG movie. I understand why they do it for like kids, but this movie there's no reason why to do it, especially when other characters are swearing normally.
Correct.
It just doesn't make any real world sense that they're okay, so Judy Lynn and her screaming. I mean, it's like they take all of the like female stereotypes from the first movie and they like condense them all into Judy Lynn. Because mm-hmm. she's just like useless and just screaming all the time. And she's like, I could drive a truck. And then she like doesn't know how.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. She was annoying. Okay, the child, like Cooper's child. She was supposed to be like 12. She looked like she was like 35.
Yes.
Like she was like a 35-year-old wearing like a little like baby doll dress. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is not a child. Like that is a small older woman. Mm-hmm. I think Ben got done a bit dirty in this movie, especially since he was kind of like the lead before, and he was like, you know, kind of the I think moral compass to a degree. And then I know they had to shake it up, you know, for this, but
yeah.
It just kind of sucks that he ended up in the cellar and dead. It just feels bad for him. And why they didn't bring up the attic earlier is kind of beyond me. Like, why did no one think of going up there? Like, they could have been up there the whole time. Like, zombies can't jump. there would have been no way for them to get up there.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and then the ending, like, there was, like, a good ending. Like, people lived, which the original was, like, there's, you know, interesting because everybody died, like all the characters in the movie died. And this one, it's like, yeah, I guess we get a happy ending, but yeah, I don't know. I don't like good endings, especially in a remake of a movie with a bad end.
Oh yeah. It's yeah. I don't disagree. The ultimate bad ending,
but at least Barbara got her redemption arc.
I mean, that's true. So that kind of being all said, our olives this week are milky eyes, because they all seem to have milky eyes now as zombies. So how many milky eyes of 10 do you have 1990s Night of the Living Dead?
You know, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I have liked it for a while, even though I didn't know what it was for a while when I was a younger lad.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's a good, it's solid. I mean, this is, you know, what you're looking for in a remake. It's modernized, but with enough changes to make it interesting, even for longtime fans of the original. Mm-hmm. It's good. I'll give it an 8.
An 8. So I'm just looking at our stuff last time. So a little bit less than the original. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I gave the original one a perfect 10. Yes, this is done dirtier. Yes, it's more modern. Is it as good? No, I think I'd always rather watch the original more than this one. So I will go down to 8.5 milky eyes out of 10. It's still good. It's still good. As we can see, other remakes don't do so well. So I gotta give hats off to at least Savini for doing this one. So take us through Dawn of the Dead, the 2004 Zack Snyder.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's, I guess, like, tonal similarities to the first Dawn of the Dead, and the fact that it takes place in a mall. But other than that, there's not really a lot connecting them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it opens up with, we get to see, like, the beginnings of the outbreak, which that was what I kind of liked about the original one, is that, you know, things had been going bad for a long time. And you could see that, you know, society was breaking down, and it was like at the point where it's about to collapse. And then they realized that, and that's why they left. And this one, it's like everything is just going insane, crazy breakdown right away. So like everybody's getting murdered. Zombies can run, zombies can like jump over cars and shit. So like people are just dying really fast. Mm-hmm. So instead of the, kind of like plodding slow zombies before, that this time it's like, you know, they're Olympic stars. So not a lot of people live. And anyway, so they kind of were introduced to a nurse. I'm not even gonna bother with their name. I don't even remember their names. I don't care. So it's the nurse, and then she meets up with the cop, played by Ving Rhames, and then I don't know, jack of all trades guy with the tire iron.
Yeah.
And then gangster dude, and then his like Russian immigrant girlfriend that's pregnant. So they all like go to the mall, and originally they have to like, they get chased into the mall, they have to like break in. They get in, they close the door, and the mall is thankfully like mostly empty. They find a couple of zombies, but it's not like a lot.
Right.
At this point, the Russian girlfriend gets bit, but they hide it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so they go to go upstairs in the mall. They go upstairs and they find out that the mall security guys have like secured the upstairs, and that's like their hideout. And so mm-hmm. they kind of like take control at first, where they're like, they have to give up all their weapons, they have to like get tied up and just like get locked in at night, and they have to do exactly what they say. And of course, you try to rule with an iron fist, you better be able to enforce it, and they don't. So one of the mall cops does not like the attitude that the other two have, so they all kind of turn on him, and then they get locked up. So then our normal the people that were introduced to in the beginning are now like in control of the mall. At this point, they basically kind of like, secure everything, and everybody kind of picks their own like storefront to live in and stuff like that. Very shortly after, they get a big truck gets like shows up, and then we have a bunch more characters, that, cause they get rescued and they come in there. We get like, Large Marge. I didn't call it that because Large Marge was the trucker lady. like the puppet in a wheelbarrow lady, the gay church organist guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was? Oh, the one dude. I don't know, the bug-eyed guy with the trucker hat.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was the guy and his daughter.
Yeah, Matt Fuhrer.
Yeah, and one guy had, but well, the big lady, wheelbarrow lady, had been bitten, and she was like near death. And then she turns. That's kind of where they realize that people that get bitten, you know, get infected and die. And then we see like the, you know, the Russian chick and his and the boyfriend kind of retreat at this point, and they're really kind of not seen for a while until we get to that point. And you know, I think the dad was bit, and they have to, like, you know, they go through the whole thing of like, you know, we have to put you down when you're bit, you know, we can't have you infecting and coming back. And we get kind of a weird love thing happening between the security guard guy who took their side, and then, you know, whatever, there's give me they basically, you know, the power goes out, they have to go to the garage generators. At that point, they take the other two cops, mall cops, out of the prison to help them with that. One of them dies. So there's only one, well, that I guess there's two, but one of the bad guys, and he, at this point, he decides that he's just going to be a good guy. So they meet like the guy who owns a gun store, like across the parking lot, who they communicate with binoculars and like a whiteboard.
Good old Andy.
Yeah. So they basically decide that they can't stay in this mall forever. And they need to do something. So they decide to build like these battle buses to like get out and go try to find an island to live on where there's not going to be any zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, they know they need Andy's guns. So they find a dog in the parking garage, and they basically put a bunch of food on the dog. The dog goes to give it to Andy. The dog gets in, but then the zombies also get in the little doggy door that he has. And then Andy gets bit, but the daughter is like, in, you know, loves the dog. And so she decides to go rescue the dog. So she drives the truck over there and gets in and gets the dog. But then Andy turns and traps her in a closet. And so then they all have to like go over there. And then they're like, oh yeah, we'll just use the sewers. Mm-hmm. So they use the sewers to get over there. They get in, they save her. She was locked in a closet. And they kill Andy. They get all the guns. They go back. And then they basically like prepare to leave. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about the rich guy that has a boat. And then the, his like, I don't know, hooker girlfriend. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So, I think at this, the point where the pregnant lady becomes a zombie and then has a zombie baby.
Yeah.
So that's that. So then the dude, that they, all three of them die.
And they take the old lady with them.
Yeah. They take, so I, yeah. Well, yeah. Because she walks in going like, oh shit, this is a zombie. We got to do something. And so she shoots the zombie, and then the gangster dude shoots her, and then they shoot each other, whatever. That, that's that, they all die. So, they all just, okay, now it's time for us to leave. We're all going to jump in the battle bus, and we're going to leave. And I don't know, almost everybody dies either on the way to or in the battle bus. Like the church organist guy just like chainsaws himself, and then chainsaws the hooker lady.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, truck crashes, and then, I don't know, a whole bunch of people die. They end up getting to the boat, and then Jack of all trades guy like sacrifices himself to so that they can get on the boat to leave. At this point, at the end, I think it's only the nurse, Ving Rhames, the cop. I think the youngest mall cop.
Yep.
And the daughter?
Yes, and the dog, yes.
And the dog, right.
Yes, because poor Geek Squad.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of characters. So it's like, when you watch it, it's the characters aren't big. You're not missing much. But when I'm talking about these characters, there's a lot of them. There's like, you know, you think you know all the characters, and then literally a truckload more show up, and they're all like individual characters. There's no like filler people, you know, like how they have in like a lot of the other shows that'll have like, oh yeah, a bunch of people survived. Like, who are they? Nobody knows. They're just extras standing around. You never really get introduced to them. They never do anything. This one, there is no extras. Like, everybody has their own little thing.
Oh yeah, it's four times the characters we had in the original.
Right. But then they all have their moment. Like, we all know who these people are by like their little moment that they have.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So, anyways, they get on the boat. They go to the island. And then like they get off the island, and then they get attacked by zombies.
Yeah,
and so like the whole
in like Lake Michigan, yeah. Lake Superior.
Right. So then like the whole like credit scene is like, I don't know, zombies like chasing him through the forest. There's, I don't know. We don't really see what happens to them. It's like one of those who knows what happens to them endings.
Yeah.
But it didn't look good because they were out of gas, so they couldn't get back in the boat to go anywhere.
Yep.
And so either they like fought the zombies in one or got away from them or found another boat or something. I don't know. But we never got a sequel or anything to find out. So.
Correct. But
that's it.
Like I said, after I saw this, and I for sure thought originally Dire of the Dead was going to be a sequel to this because it went found footage style at the end.
I went found footage like the last second.
Well, yeah, I figured that was just kind of the lead up to Diary that'd be found footage at that point in time. But I was wrong. I'm pretty sure I saw this in theaters. I've watched it a few times since. I don't know if this is on your rewatch list when you watch All of the Deads at all, or no?
No, not normally. I mean, I pretty much watched the first trilogy, and that's it. I usually don't make a point to watch the remakes. Every once in a while, I'll watch them just because I remember them, but no, I don't, they're not part of the rewatch.
Yeah, I said the wife likes this zombie movie a lot, so it's probably, we probably watch it every couple of years, honestly. It's not a bad watch. It's definitely not the original and doesn't have the satire built into it, I don't think, as much as the original did. It just kind of felt like almost a soulless remake at times.
I don't know. I mean, I liked the like, there's a lot of characters, but again, they all have their moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still kind of displaying what happens when society starts to collapse, right?
Yeah.
You know, like the mall cops, you know, take the power they've always wanted and take over the mall. You know, we got the rich guy continues to be an asshole. We got the hooker chick that, you know, basically like hooks up with the rich guy because she thinks that's going to help her in some way. You know, everybody kind of plays their role. And I think they do a pretty good job of like giving everybody their kind of like little spotlight moment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that I think it's done better, way better than most movies in this genre.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's technically a remake. And again, the only similarities is that, you know, like I guess Ving Rhames is a cop. they end up in a mall. And
they want to go to the island.
Yeah. They want to go to that. That's pretty much it. I mean,
there's no
none of the other things really happen.
There's no biker pie fight with zombies.
No. Yeah. There's no like, yeah, there's nobody attacking the mall. There's no other antagonists. There's no like, you know, kind of sealing themselves up and then, you know, living out their survival fantasies, well, you know, without being seen by zombies or cleaning them out. None of that stuff is really done.
Yeah.
But again, I think it does. I think that it's a good job. I do enjoy this movie.
Yeah, I do too. Like I said, at times it just feels like it's missing the point of the original. But I'll start with my highlights. So, I mean, I think the opening to this movie is fantastic. Showing how quickly the neighborhood goes into absolute fucking chaos. You know, with the neighbor girl coming in there to the house, which, you know, how'd she get in is one thing. Biting the boyfriend, he just quickly turns, like dies and immediately turns. And then we see the nurse kind of driving away, and then we see just her driving through the chaos, and just great shots of car wrecks, people getting run over, people not knowing what's going on there, just all the background stuff. I think that obviously there is, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, the original Dawn of the Dead had a good amount of gore. This one has even more. It's, I'd say that the enemy attacks are way more vicious. I do enjoy the most of the main characters. Yes, as you said, there are fillers, but they do each have their moments. I think the only person that doesn't actually get any lines is the wheelbarrow lady.
Well, yeah, she's, I don't even think that's a real lady. I think it was a puppet.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, she's just there to show you that they learned that you can die from just the bite.
Right. Yeah. Which, like I said, I don't think we ever got that in Night of the Living Dead. I don't think.
No, I mean, yeah, well, you got it, the daughter. I mean, the daughter does.
Yeah.
Because she was bit, and then she very slowly dies over the course of the film. So, but her death happens so close to the end, it really doesn't affect,
right,
like, their plan at all. But we do see that getting bit will kill you.
Right. Like I said, there's definitely a lot more as this, you know, genre continues in this Romero, even on the remakes as well. Chip's good boy, right? And like I said, it's a remake, but it is definitely different enough. It's not the same beat for beat of the original. As you said, the underlying piece is there, but how they go about it, vastly different. I'd say that they were thriving better in the original Dawn of the Dead than they were at this mall.
Oh, for sure. Well, there's no gun store in this mall.
And the food just seems to be like the coffee place.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was the only set they built, so they all had to hang out there.
Also, it's a theoretically bad ending, because we assume they're all dead. Don't necessarily know, but strong chance. Now, I'm not sure what an island in the middle of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior is going to offer them for survival. I doubt much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If it was me, I would have just stayed in the fucking mall.
Correct. Because it's not like they had to worry about all the doors or blocking the doors of the trucks that they had to do and building the fake walls. They were pretty much set, other than dealing with each other.
Because right.
Maybe it's been a week versus how many months in the original?
You know? Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that was the whole point of the original. They had, like, that was their place. They settled down there.
Yeah.
And they would have been fine. If they would have let the bikers come in, take all the shit and leave,
yep,
they would have been fine. But fucking Flyboy was like, I can't let them take our home, which, you know, I kind of get it. You worked a lot, you know, to get where you're at. But again, you also gave yourself away. Now they know somebody's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he just would have not shot and they were just hid behind their fucking wall, they would have never found him.
Correct. Yeah, I said, I think they're also quite safe here, too. So, and of course, I do like the swing version of Down with the Sickness at the end. It's fun.
I mean, Richard Cheese is fun in general. Mm-hmm. I do like what he does, but I just really hate that song. I mean, again, I can tolerate his version of it, but I really...
Yeah.
And, of course, the original one is played over the fucking credits, and I hate that song. I hate Disturbed in general.
Yeah. And then I like them playing the games of shooting the zombies. Because, like I said, there's a lot more zombies. So they're just going, shoot Burt Reynolds, shoot, you know, whoever. Oh, shoot Rosie O'Donnell. And they're playing, you know, with Andy, right? Which is fun. It's a fun game to communicate with them to kind of keep that going. Unfortunately, Andy died just because he was hungry. I wish he should have survived. But,
That part felt dumb to me.
Yes.
Like, I understand, like, you get in the doggy door, but, like, you can't get more than one zombie in that doggy door, and they're not that coordinated to, like, missile themselves into the hole.
Correct.
Like, yeah, one got in, but, like, he obviously had guns all over the place in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Whatever.
But that's what I have. Well, your highlights.
Let's see here. But yeah, I agree. The intro is, it's intense, but it's great showing the breakdown, right? It's like, mm-hmm. I think the original did great with the apartment building, you know, showing the kind of breakdown, showing like, you know, how people are just collapsing. Like some people are just going nuts and just shooting everything. Mm-hmm. You know, some people like don't know what to do. So they just like lock all the zombies like in the basement, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, like they don't know what to do with this, you know, progressing thing. Like, again, it's the breakdown of society. This one, it's like you get all that like on super fast forward. Like mm-hmm. we get to the point, like Dawn of the Dead, it's been probably happening for years. Whereas this is like, it literally happened in like, you know, 30 minutes,
right?
Like 30 minutes and like the world is completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. It's fun. The opening credits themselves are pretty cool. You know, I think they're just like a fun kind of intro after that, you know, intro. It's good there. I mean, again, we have James Gunn and Zack Snyder teaming up. We got Savini. we got the, even the original cast do like cameos, uh-huh. which is pretty cool.
he the same exact lines.
A lot of them, yeah.
Like, you know, where there's no more room in hell, the dead shall walk the earth. And that's what he said happened in the original Dawn of the Dead.
Right. So, I mean, but it's, you know, it's, it keeps the connection to the original, right? It's like, that's what I like about this one. Yeah, he does his own thing. Yeah, he, you know, took, you know, the theme of the original and did his own thing with it. You know, obviously he changed the zombies from the slow moving to the fast zombies and stuff, but it's his own thing. But again, you know, he was at least humble enough to like keep the original people involved. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's cool. You're doing your own thing, but at least you're keeping everybody, you know, working.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, Chips is cool. the sewer. Yeah, the sewer is cool and all, but like, why? why didn't anybody think of that earlier? Like, that would have been a hell of a lot easier than sending the dog over there.
They needed the reason for the girl to make what most people consider the dumbest mistake in horror movies.
I guess, but it's like, you know, they can communicate with the dude, mm-hmm. right? Why don't they go through the sewer, you know, put the fucking, you know, big bag of supplies just on the ground. It's not like zombies are going to care about it. And then make a fucking distraction.
Right.
You know, so then all the zombies are like running at whatever you're making the distraction of, because they can get on the roof. Mm-hmm. So they can make noise or, you know, do whatever to get them, you know, involved and get them away from the gun store and the sewer, because the sewer was right there. And so he could have just walked out, grabbed the bag, went back in, done.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they didn't remember the sewer was there until after the dog was over there. Like, you'd think you'd do the sewer before sending your friend over there.
Very true.
But yeah, I mean, again, there's more characters, which I actually like. I think there's a lot more characters, but each one of them gets their moment. So you don't feel overwhelmed by all the characters. Like, you know, they kind of get picked off one by one, but it's, you know, it's nice. You know who these characters are. You get a little bit of their background. So when they die, you care, right? Yeah. Like, you know who they are, and that's fun. So it's a very hard line to walk in a film to have that many characters and have you actually give a shit when they die, because most of the time, you know, some extra gets killed and you're like, who the fuck was that guy? Like, who cares?
Oh, I mean, it easily better than Land of the Dead.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of interaction, you know, and we get way more interaction in this movie than we did in the original. There was a lot in the original, you know, because, you know, kind of like, you know, power struggles and like who knows what and who can do what and who's more valuable and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And this one is like, yeah, you do get a lot of that, but there's so many more characters with so many more, you know, personalities and conflicts and stuff. I think it does a good job with, you know, keeping that all under control. Everybody's got their own little arc. Yeah. It's fun. All right, we're on low points here. I mean, the running zombies, I don't like running zombies, I understand. I don't like running zombies in the Of the Dead universe. How about that? I mean, I understand, like, running zombies are fine, like 28 Days Later. That's
they're not zombies, that's, they're rain infected people. Yeah.
Right. That's their thing. You know, and there's other genres where it's like they run and stuff, but that's their thing. Mm-hmm. Like the Of the Dead zombies have always been like, you know, slow plotting zombies. But again, at this point we've, you know, progressed past that Of the Dead, you know, kind of thing, to where even like Romero was fucking up his own thing at this. So whatever. Again, like mall cops don't have guns. Yep. And mall cops don't have guns for a reason, because they're usually assholes that like fail the cop exam. Mm-hmm. And then they become mall cops. Like, I know for a fact mall cops do not carry guns.
Correct.
I mean, maybe they do not. I honestly don't know. I know they're giving guns to everybody these days, but when I was younger dealing with mall cops, they did not have guns. So I think it's odd that all they all had guns with, like, you know, their holsters and everything. Like, that's a little bit.
They seem like the group that would bring their own guns.
Yeah, but they all, like, they had holsters and shit. So, like, that's obviously, like, they wore them. And they wore revolvers. Like, even if they give you a gun in like, the 2000s, they're not going to let you have revolvers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one of the tenets of the Of the Dead series is that when you die, regardless of how you die, mm-hmm. you come back.
Yes.
And this one, like, the trucker lady dies. You're like, oh, she was just shot. She wasn't bit. So she's not going to come back. And she doesn't.
Correct.
Which bothers me. I'm like,
it's not like she was shot in the head.
Right. No, she was just shot and she died normally. And the nurse is like, oh, she wasn't bit. She'll be fine. Like, one, how do you fucking know that? And two, like, no, that's not what the Other Dead series is about. That's not how it functions. I did not like that part at all. The zombie baby's fucking stupid. Sorry. Yep.
Oh, that's number one on my list.
Yeah. It's a fucking stupid. I mean, I understand you want to like explore that, but it's just dumb. It's just a complete waste of those characters and a complete waste of time. And like I said, those characters, like, you know, she gets bit and then, like, once they find out, like, oh, when you get bit, you know, you turn into a zombie, and they just like disappear and they're gone for like 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden she's having the baby by themselves.
Yep.
It's like, it's very bizarre. Like, nobody's going like, hey, where the fuck are these people at? Like, she's pregnant. Doesn't she want to eat something? Nope. And of course I fucking hate Disturbed. So underlined twice.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, like I said, my top one is Zombie Baby. Stupid. Hate it. Looks bad. Awful. She's never done it. Number two, Fast Zombies. As you said, Of the Dead, it's never supposed to be fast, but they don't get any slower from this point forward. So many stupid ways to die in this movie. You know, like, I don't know. The gunfight, stupid. Getting chainsawed, stupid. The explosions in this were pretty bad CGI. Like, what I find even funnier is, like, so we met, you know, he throws out the propane tank with the flare on it and shoots it, and it has a huge ass explosion in front of the truck, right? He's on the boat that has propane, and it's a smaller explosion, which is a much, much bigger tank. So they're very inconsistent there.
Well, maybe it didn't have enough. They didn't say how full it was.
That's true. I feel like these mall cars were the inspiration for Dead Reckoning in Land of the Dead. I don't know if I recall a battle vehicle like that until this movie, a zombie movie.
I mean, like, all the Mad Maxes were out by this point.
Yeah, but I'm saying in the zombie apocalypse, though. I don't know if I've ever seen that. This might have been the first one to do it that I can recall.
I mean, there's been lots of other movies with, like, you know, they make like tank characters. Yeah. Like, I mean, like fucking Tango and Cash, they had a truck with guns all over it and shit.
That's true.
I mean, maybe not in a zombie movie, but it's been done a million times before.
Yeah, I mean, as cool as it was, the idea of having that chainsaw slot, which was a good idea, because you know how many Dead Reckonings, like, I can't shoot anything on the side of us. What's the point of your Dead Reckoning if you can't shoot the side?
Well, I mean, you got a hatch on the top. That's what it's for. I know. If you can't reach it with your guns, you get up there and you shoot them off or whack them off, whatever you gotta do.
Yeah. This movie uses what a lot called day for night. It's daytime, but they just like course corrected it to make it night. And it doesn't look spectacular. And this movie just goes to the point of something that continuously happens in zombie movies now, like 28 weeks later, right? Stop kissing the infected. You don't know how this infection is spreading. Stop kissing the people that are dead and infected. Stop it.
You're telling people to shut down their base instincts that power all of their decision making skills?
I personally feel the kiss would have turned him. But he also doesn't turn into a zombie. Like the old lady does as well. Which is weird, as you said.
Well, it depends. Some viruses live in blood, some live in saliva. Who knows? I mean, we didn't get any kind of medical breakdown in any of these films as to how it works.
I mean, I would assume saliva if a bite can turn you. So,
Who knows?
Yeah. That's all I have. I will go first for Milky Eyes out of 10. I think this, like I said, this is a strong entry. I do enjoy it, but I will give this 8.5 Milky Eyes out of 10. How about you?
I'll give it an 8 again. I do like it. It's worth rewatching. It's a fun movie. Not as great as the original, but it's still good.
Yeah. All right. Now we can start rolling in the shit here with these last two movies. Day of the Dead 2008. I wouldn't even necessarily call it a remake.
I was trying to like find connections, and I was only able to find two. That's it. there's only two connections to the original. One of them being there is technically an underground lab. Mm-hmm. Not like in any way the same, but it is technically there. And then the bud element was kept.
Yeah.
As dumb as that is, but it is kept, and his name is Bud. So.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I personally, the next one is closer to the original, but.
I mean, not really.
We'll get to it, but yeah. So
no, I mean, they're not good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending the film. I'm just saying those are the only two things that have real connection to the original. Everything else is completely different.
Yeah. God, there's so much stupid shit to happen in this movie. How do I even begin? Essentially, we are somewhere in Colorado, and there's the infection has essentially begun. But they don't really realize it. But yeah, it's people trying to do, like, I guess they're doing some sort of fake quarantine experiment, but it turned out to be like a real quarantine.
Essentially, well, no, it was a Resident Evil.
Mm.
They intentionally did it to see what would happen.
That's true. Yeah.
Because they had the fucking checkpoints up and them quarantined in before it even happened. They said they were doing a drill. This is a training drill. So nobody can leave.
Yeah, the Resident Evil meets the crazies gets this movie.
kinda, yeah.
Yeah. But essentially, yeah, we have a cast that, let's face it, no one cares about.
Correct.
I mean, when you have Nick Cannon being like your second, you know, build name, yeah. There's a reason this is straight to video. But essentially, we find out the way you can tell zombies are happening in this one is they get nosebleeds now for some apparent reason instead.
Yeah, they get nosebleeds, and then, like, very shortly afterwards, they, like, space out for, like, 10 seconds, and then they just go super zombie immediately.
Yes, so essentially that's what's happening. We find out that this this is happening. A lot of people are in the hospital. Our main army person, her mom is kind of infected with her brother. Like I said, that's all happening. And shit starts to go really, really wrong. Like I said, they go blank. We have, you know, the DJ who looks like a discount Robbie Coltrane. I know he played the Baron in the 2000 Dune TV series. Surprise, surprise.
The sci-fi one?
Yeah. But essentially, yeah, we are, you know, we get like a CDC doctor who's trying to figure out everything that's going on there. Like I said, they're just trying to figure out how to stop it and find out what's going on in this town. And yeah, like I said, there's not a whole lot, but we do get like the guy who's sweet on the main girl, who's kind of like brand new to the armed forces, like what, 4 months, he said, or something like that. Eventually, you know, like I said, they're going through stuff. Eventually, they find their way to a bunker where this kind of all started, right? And they trap themselves in the bunker, which is, like I said, reminiscent of the original Day of the Dead. But they find out that like, the doctor there was, like, testing it on people, and there's a scientist involved. He's like, yeah, I'm shredding all this stuff. So he's, like, deleting files. He's shredding papers. They're like, oh, this is, like, an old, you know, Cold War thing. And Nick Cannon points out a lot, hey, you didn't pay attention to history class. They used to have these places for missiles to shoot, so there's got to be missile tunnels everywhere. Guys, you're dumb, smoking weed instead of learning about history. Sure.
I mean, like, I am aware that there are missile silos around. That does not mean that I know the interior of a missile silo and how to get out of one.
Nor are you fucking taught that in history
class. Right. Like, yeah, we're told there are, you know, missile bunkers hidden in the middle of nowhere so that if the U.S. gets hit with a nuclear attack, we can launch retaliation strikes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that. But like, are you ever presented with like the blueprints of a fucking silo and how to get in and out of them? No, of course not. Nobody
knew it. I say that because he says it multiple times. At the yes, third actor yes, is annoying as hell every single time.
This fucking character is so annoying. I think the most annoying thing about that character was they literally had the Chekhov's gun of that fucking machete.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about it a bazillion times. He took it out and held it in his hands like a million times, never fucking used it. It drove me nuts. I'm like, why do you even have it?
Right.
So stupid.
Yeah. And like I said, they learned this is, as he said, this is all a bioweapon that's supposed to just like, you know, the going in catatonic phases is what was a planned effect of the virus, but not this mutation. And immediately breaks the cardinal sin of the dead is we know the exact purpose of this virus and how it started. Now, maybe it's because this is a virus and, you know, biochemical weapon that now zombies are able to crawl on the ceilings and retain a lot more of their consciousness. Like, oh, the scientist, he's certain he's going to be extra dangerous. Why? Because?
Sure. Well, that's the only one they say that about.
I know.
Everybody else, they don't say anything about that guy's like, oh, he's going to be really dangerous. Why? Why would a scientist, like, even if you held on to your skills in life, why would a scientist be dangerous as a zombie? Like, no, if they were, like, a Cirque du Soleil performer, yeah, you might be fucked up because they can, like, flip around and fit in, like, little tiny, you know, holes and stuff. Like, yeah, that would give them an advantage as a zombie. But, like, a scientist?
He is literally dodging bullets in this movie.
Right. It's ridiculous. Like, I guess they needed, like, a final boss, and they just had to, like, make shit up, I guess. But
like I said, it's worse for puzzles. Like I said, they literally had a zombie crawling on the ceiling in this movie.
Yeah.
Which I'm just, that's on my low points. I can tell you that right now. It's so stupid. Like, hey, we're going to do this thing. We're going to bundle up these gas cylinders. We're going to make a makeshift flamethrower. We'll just knock off the ends and the flames will just chase everyone through the hallways and all that stuff. Like,
yeah, it's like, no. They don't, like, it's not like sentient flame. And they can't, like, walk down hallways.
And they're just there, too. Like, they didn't show how they did it. Like, the chick knocks off, like, three of the handles of, like, the 12 that are stacked, and it's just the makeshift flamethrower. That stays in place. You have that much thrust. Those are moving. And you're also getting burned. But they're fine, because this movie.
No, they planned it out. It's fine.
Sure. Sure. Anyway, eventually, yeah, they kind of, like, decapitate the main person, and yeah, and they go into his car and they go towards distance. Like, this movie's so dumb. I don't want the screen to explain it anymore. I hate it.
I'm surprised you got that. I wouldn't have gotten that
far. This one took me 2 days to watch. I'm just telling you that right now. I hated it that much. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. So I mustered through it. And my God, this movie's awful. And I know I've seen this before. And I purged most of it from my mind, except like the crawling on the ceiling and all that shit. But I mean, was this your first time watching it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no desire. If it's a direct to fucking DVD mm-hmm. of the Dead film, like, no. At this point in time, I didn't even like the Romero of the Dead movies. So there's no way I'm going to watch a directed DVD, like, you know, sub version of this. No way.
Mm-hmm. And they had V Rings in this playing someone completely different in the next movie, which was dumb. It's not even correct. A continuation. You want to go with your highlight? It's if you have more than one.
Dude, I had to like dig deep, dude. I was like, what? Like, I literally got towards the end of the movie and I had nothing in my high column. I'm like, shit. What? Like, I have to try to figure out something. I got some.
Okay.
Okay. I think they did a pretty good job with showing the chaos of the outbreak, right? You know, like people running around, like screaming and people dying and getting killed in the streets and stuff. It did a pretty good job, like showing the chaos of that.
Yeah.
I don't think it did as good a job as Dawn of the Dead, but it still did a pretty passable job. Mm-hmm. I did like the kind of sickness paranoia that was going on, you know, where like people would like sneeze and everybody's like, oh shit. you know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, anybody, any kind of like sickness is bad. You know, like they found a bloody Kleenex in the trash can and they're like, one of you has a bloody nose. One of you is infected. Which one is it? They're like, oh, it wasn't me. It's, you know, it interesting kind of stuff. They didn't really follow that up too well, but it was fun while it was there. I did like the Secret Underground Lab. It reminded me of Resident Evil. That's probably not, you know, that's probably on purpose. And I will say Mina Suvari looks better with bangs. Because, yeah. Like, other movies I've seen her in, she has got her hair pushed back and she's got like an 8 head.
Yes.
It's a giant forehead. And I think with the bangs, she looks much better. She should stick with the bangs.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's I was stretching too. It's not a shot for shot remake, so kudos on them for doing something different.
No shots are repeated.
Yeah, it didn't work. They should make it. I don't think it should be called Day of the Dead, honestly. And you're right. The Resident Evil government involvement. It's interesting because we do like paranoia movies like that, right? But yeah, I think they just said, hey, let's do Resident Evil, but of the Dead series, and we got this instead. The gore was okay. Okay. That's about all I got. I'll go into my low points. I think this entire movie was unnecessary.
Well, there's a lot of movies that are unnecessary. To me, I think just about all horror sequels are unnecessary, but they're never going to stop. So,
I think this was just a huge pain in the side of the Dead series. So, like, it should never happen. We're back to really shit CGI, like really bad CGI. I have the parkour/ceiling crawling zombies are awful. I don't like the idea of a bloody nose, being that the acting's just atrocious. It's not a continuation. When Nick Cannon goes into that, you know, since he knows that blueprints, he just opens the door and just starts spraying bullets for no reason. There could have been people alive there, you asshole.
Well, you know, again, yeah, I've talked about this before. I don't like when you're in a zombie movie and you're like, oh, we're going to go to the gun store and grab a bunch of shit. And they pick up like submachine guns. Mm-hmm. It's like, those are very short range and rely on you hitting the person like a lot of times. Like, that is not something to hunt a zombie with.
No.
You know, you need something accurate that's semi-auto. You don't want full auto. That's complete waste of ammo. Like, right now there's ammo. right? Because the shit is just starting. But like, this has destroyed the world. If you're going to survive, you need to like conserve what you can. Mm-hmm. And using like fucking mini Uzis, like shooting everywhere, like painting the walls with the fucking shit. It's like, what are you doing?
It's almost like the person that made this doesn't know guns. How they should work them.
Well, Romero doesn't know guns.
That's true. And and lastly, I did not learn that in history. Fuck off.
Yeah, nobody did.
That could go on forever, but what do you got?
All right. Okay. So one, acting is fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. Underline Nick Cannon. Holy shit. It's painful to watch. It really is.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole reboot of the world with the goofy flu and the goofy virus. That's just stupid. How is it fucking possible that the military and the National Guard deploys someone from that town to the checkpoint quarantine for that town?
And
the soldier has free reign to fucking go back to their house whenever they want? That's not mm-hmm. how the military works.
No.
If you're put on a fucking position, you stay there until you get leave. There's no way they would give you fucking leave to go into a quarantined fucking town. If they snuck off or something, that's one thing. No, the fucking captain is fully aware of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And he does it too. Like, what the fuck kind of idiots? They're just like crazy. And like, you're in the fucking military. If you have a gun, it has to be loaded. Has to be. Like, that's your job in the military. Like, not all military personnel are issued guns. That's true. But she was issued one and it's not loaded. That's like, she'd get like in huge trouble for that shit. It's not like, in this one, it's like the army is just like, oh, I guess they have some rules, but I guess you can choose not to follow them. Like, that's not how the military works. Sorry. As soon as they turn into zombies, they rot immediately.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, goes, like, flashes across their face, and all of a sudden they have like rotten open wounds and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, within like, it's 1 second.
Oh,
it's
when
there.
When the DJ turns, yeah. His face just like melts a little bit.
Well, yeah, all the ones in the fucking hospital are all like rotten fucking, like, you know, when Ving Rhames turns, like, he was literally, what, 10 minutes since he died?
Yeah.
And he was already like had rotting sores. Like, no. It takes you being dead for a while, just like a body. Like, a dead body, when it's just been killed, just looks like a person. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to like start rotting away for days. Depending on the weather or whatever, it's just stupid. They're too smart, right? They're like, you know, they know how to use fucking doors. They know how to open fucking vents. They know how to like follow people. And I don't know, way too smart. And then, like, sometimes they're dumb, but then sometimes they're smart. Like, they can't figure out how to open a fucking door sometimes, but yet sometimes they know how to fucking, like, you know, backflip out of windows and shit. It's very bizarre. The CGI, like you said, terrible. The blood, the, like, you know, internals of stuff, the fucking, the movement of the zombies, the fucking fire, it's all terrible. It just looks like super shit. Nick Cannon, at one point, they're in a supply closet in a hospital. He picks up, like, a, I don't know, aluminum broom handle and tapes a bone saw to the end of it with like some medical tape, and that fucking thing is the best weapon in the entire movie. It's better than all the guns and shit. He goes out there and he's chopping heads off of zombies with like barely a swing.
Yeah,
like he turns into like an ultra fucking zombie, man. He's using it like a fucking trained samurai with a naginata, you know, like literally chopping through fucking everything. And then he just, at the end of like the parking lot, he's just like, oh, I guess I don't need this anymore. What? That fucking thing killed like 30 fucking zombies. And like, I don't, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no fucking way this medical taped saw out of broom handle is going to, like, you're going to hit something, it's going to fall apart. I don't know. Anyway. So yeah, the zombies are like super strong and fucking agile for some reason. And then, fucking the excuse as to why Bud doesn't eat anybody, like, oh, he's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure all of these people aren't cannibals. Right? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, if you're saying he's a vegetarian, therefore he doesn't eat people, like, you're trying to say that everyone else in the world is a cannibal, and the only thing stopping them is, like, just one little disease that, like, overrides your brain, and now they want to eat people? I mean, I don't understand how that logic works. Like, why bother saying it? Why bother bringing up that plot point of him being a fucking vegetarian? Like, I knew that was where they were going as soon as he said he was vegetarian. I'm like, fucking bullshit. But yeah, it's fucking stupid. It pissed me off. Again, the only elements kept, I already mentioned this before, is the fact that there is an underground lab type bunker type thing, and that Bud is, you know, kind of like their pet zombie. Yeah. In the original, it was basically just because he was, you know, trained with perform, get rewarded kind of situation. And this one, it's like he somehow remembered that he's their friend or something. I don't know. It's fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's some more stuff, but it's just like, so I was furiously writing and I don't know what it says. Yeah. The stupid gun usage, I already talked about that. The fucking doctor being a fucking ninja for some bizarre reason. Like, he's literally like dropping from the ceiling and grabbing people like completely soundlessly and then like killing them and throwing them across the room and shit. He's a doctor. He's going to be dangerous. Like, yeah, he's a fucking scientist.
You don't know how much Taekwondo and ninjutsu those people learned while being a scientist.
Just saying, like, the military people are less dangerous than that fucking doctor. But yeah, the rest of it I can't read. So we're going to stop there. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, then how many milky eyes out of 10 do you give The Day of the Dead from 2008?
I don't even know. okay. We'll say 1.5.
Yeah, this is way down. Like, it we bashed Romero a little bit there, right, as he progressed and went down. This is just, these next two are just abysmal. They really are.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically they just like took the name for recognition. Mm-hmm. And they just like did whatever they want with it. It's to me, this movie feels like Aliens vs. Predator Requiem. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, technically the elements are there, but they're all wrong. Like, right. You're doing it all wrong. Like, this is not how this is supposed to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going down to 0.75 just because I struggled bust my way through this one. I really did. I was so angry with this entire thing of it. I just didn't, like, I don't want to watch this, but I did. All right, so take us briefly through Day of the Dead Bloodline from 2017, because this movie is just abysmal as well.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it quick. So I guess we stick closer to the story of Day of the Dead, only we start outside the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
To where, like, it's like the medical student, and they're doing wacky medical student party things, and then she gets, like, sexually assaulted by this guy that's like obsessed with her, that like carved her name in his arm.
I call him the Bill Moseley Timu version.
Yeah, I don't know. He reminds me of the guy from No Country for Old Men, Javier Bardem. Like, he's got the same hair in that movie. Mm-hmm. That he does in the, anyway. So yeah, like a zombie version. Anyway, so that part is just basically there to show that this guy is, like, he's got a lot of antibodies. He donates his blood. He's, like, you know, obsessed and stalking this one medical student. And then we kind of get the whole 5 years later, you know, and like, it skips over everything else, like how she even gets to this bunker or anything. Like, that doesn't matter. We just need to be introduced to this guy that he's obsessed with her. Skip 5 years ahead. Mm-hmm. She's in this, like, bunker. That resembles the Day of the Dead bunker, but what was on the top?
Yes.
But, like, there's no, like, underground, really. I mean, I guess there is, but it doesn't really matter. Because they're, most of the people and things that they're doing are, like, above ground with the same flimsy-ass fence.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 5 years later, they're like trying to, I guess, figure out how to make some kind of vaccine or whatever from the zombie blood. They're not having any luck. So essentially, you know, one of the children, because there's a bunch of like families and stuff. It's not just soldiers and scientists. It's like refugees,
right?
That live in this place. And so it's like the little girl gets sick. The medicine that they have isn't working, so they need to go get better antibiotics. And so, you know, the girl is like, I was a medical student, you know, at this university. It's not that far from here. We can make it in a day. If we go there, I have the key to the vault, which was just a code that she could have given to anybody. Mm-hmm. So she is like, yeah, we'll go there. We'll get the antibiotics. We'll come back. We'll save her. And then we'll have enough stuff to give to everybody in case, you know, things happen in the future, blah, blah. So they go there, they get in, they get the medicine. When they're on their way out, she decides to like, you know, take a little detour back to her old office to get like pictures of her mom or something. And then of course the crazy dude that was obsessed with her, Max, is there as a zombie. And so starts chasing her. He calls all the rest of the zombies. They're all chasing everybody out. One of the soldier peoples die. They all get back and get back in the truck and go back to the base. Mm-hmm. As soon as we get back to the base, we found out that, oh, Max had held on to the bottom of the Humvee and made it into the bunker.
Enter ninja mode.
Yeah. So he starts like picking people off one by one. You know, soldiers, and they kind of insinuate that he might kill children, but he never actually does. Right. So there's like a showdown, and they end up capturing him. And then, you know, they're taking all these blood samples and shit, and they find out like, oh, his blood is the key to making the vaccine, because he's not technically a zombie. He's still technically alive. There's parts of him that are alive. Parts of him are dead, but parts of him are alive. And because he had all these antibodies in his blood, somehow makes him partially immune to the virus. And they use that to synthesize a vaccine or whatever. You know, essentially zombies get in, that zombie gets, you know, breaks his chains and gets out. There's like a, you know, stupid fight. Everybody fucking dies.
Yeah, the reason why zombies get in there is because she's... And this is where I say that it's similar to that fence that's in the bunker or in the original, right? Because they just lure in one at a time and just get blood from it. That's why I think that's pretty close to that barrier, essentially, in the bunker.
I mean, kind of. But again, it's like they've been there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have reinforced the fence in 5 years? And then this fucking... you know, chick is like, oh yeah, I, you know, we only have this flimsy fence that protects us, you know, from all these crowd of zombies outside. I'm going to just jog past the fucking fence every day in the morning. Like, what are you thinking? Get a treadmill. What the fuck is wrong with you? Whatever. We don't need to go into the whole story there. So everybody gets attacked, you know, everybody fucking dies at the last second. She manages to make this vaccine that's going to save everybody, but her boyfriend dies anyway, you know, this heroic sacrifice. So then it's like her and the little girl, and they like, I guess, are inoculated, and then they like live happily ever after.
Oh, the boyfriend lives. Baka, he lives.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Whatever. He was trying to kill himself.
Correct.
But it's like, yeah, the happy little nuclear family at the end. Bullshit happy ending. And that's it. And yeah. Again, a lot more stupid shit happens. I'm not going to waste your time.
Yeah, the whole reason that the guy shows up there because he's obsessed with her is able to smell her and track her down. Yeah, that was...
Well, yeah, they did that. And I was like, are you fucking telling me this guy's going to track her over miles of her being in a fucking car? And then he's just behind the bottom of the car. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why did you even bother saying I can smell her? Like, if he jumps on the truck that she's in, like, why did you need to do the scent thing? That doesn't even make sense.
So they can smell her in the dirt. I don't know.
Like, if you're just gonna go in the Humvee, why do you need to know what she smells like, and you can track her by smell? That's stupid.
Correct. Yep. That's pretty much it. This is my first time seeing this. and it will be my last time seeing this.
Yeah, I fucking hope so. Dear God.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'll start with my highlights. I said the stretching again for good stuff. To me, it is closer to the original Day of the Dead. She is essentially playing Dr. Frankenstein for the most part. As we talked before, this is kind of the first one that actually might have like a cure potentially for the virus that they have. But it's not necessarily a cure. They essentially said it's if you get bit, you won't turn. Because they're saying it's essentially transmitted by the bite. It's not the act of dying that causes you to turn. It's purely the bite, which is weird.
I agree.
But it's something new to this world. So that's all I got for my highlights. How about you?
Yeah, really, I tried to put down more than one, but they're really all the same. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing you just said, is that there's like, you know, the science angle of like, you know, actually studying the virus, like showing what it's doing and how it's affecting cells, trying to come up with the, you know, science-y way of explaining what the zombie virus is. And then the whole like making a possible vaccine, like no other zombie media really has done that. And again, it's because, you know, when zombies take over, like the world is in like apocalypse mode and you mm-hmm. don't really have a working laboratory in that setting. So that's why. But again, this one you kind of sort of do. So we're like in Day of the Dead, the original one, like they gave up on the vaccine because it wasn't happening. And then the doctor was like trying to make zombies like pets.
Right. He says, well, we're going to be living with them anyway, so we might as well have some use for them.
Right. Yeah. Like get up. Yeah. If we can train them to do stuff and not eat people.
Right.
That's good. Even though he was feeding them people anyway. Whatever. But that we're not even on that movie. But yeah, so that's really all that I have for high points is I wrote down three different things, but they're really all the same.
Yeah.
So the lows, I will say the audio levels are fucked up in this movie.
Yes.
Right? Like you could tell people are voicing over what they're saying, and that's normal in movie world.
Yeah.
But it's like they're some people are so quiet and some people are so loud and some people are like fucking mumbling and you can't even see like their lips moving and shit. It's like, what the fuck are you saying? It's like it's so bad, especially in the beginning, to like see who's talking and what the fuck is going on. Like all those people in that fucking medical party, I'm pretty sure was the same person doing voices. I don't think it was different people at all. It was terrible.
Yes.
Oh, it was so bad. I mean, the acting, obviously, this is a terrible fucking movie. But I would say what the worst thing was the audio levels and the voiceover was terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, every time everyone's like attacked or bitten or stabbed, there's like a blood explosion.
Correct.
Every time, like everybody has like their blood pressure is so high. That like if they get any little puncture, it's like they just literally fucking explode like a balloon.
Yeah, it's a fountain of blood.
Right. Yeah, it's like every time, all the time,
mm-hmm.
no exceptions. And again, most of these zombies don't rot. It's been 5 years. 5 years. Corpses rot. Mm-hmm. A corpse would not be able to walk after 5 years, like especially like if you're sitting in the sun, like banging on a fence for 5 years.
They're not sheltered anyway. They're out right. of the elements nonstop.
Right. just ridiculous. Yeah, so I mean, like the fucking Max was like all of a sudden a sneaky ninja. Like,
oh my god,
every other zombie is dumb as shit. Yeah, I mean they can technically run and shit like that, but like they're dumb as shit, and this fucking guy is like, you know, Mr. Infiltration Expert all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess he did have like stalking experience, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't in a fucking refugee bunker
that he's never been to. Correct.
Right. Exactly. And I just, man, I'm sitting there looking at this, but like she's jogging around the yard. I'm like, are you fucking for real? What the fuck are you thinking? Like these zombies are banging on that fence and that fence is wobbling back and forth. Like, why are you intentionally fucking getting like, making these zombies like salivate after you? Like, what do you think is gonna happen? But anyway, regardless, that fence held for 5 years, even with her dumbass jogging in front of the zombies every day, right?
Yeah.
And then they go to open the fucking gate. Oh, we need a zombie to get some blood samples. They go to open the fucking gate. The entire thing collapses. How? It held for 5 years when they were banging the shit out of it. And now you actually open it up a little bit to let one in and the whole thing falls down. Like, if it was that fucking wobbly, one, it would have fell down a long time ago. And two, why the fuck didn't you reinforce it? You had 5 years. They can plainly see you through the cyclone fence.
Yeah. The smart thing to do would have been, hey, there's like 10 zombies here. Shoot 8 of them in the head, and you only have 2 left to deal with.
Well, again, don't even waste your bullets. Get a fucking broom handle that's broken and stab in the fucking eyes or something. I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Like, literally, tape a knife to a fucking stick and stab them through the fence. You know, like, it's, yeah, you could do that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong. I don't understand why people don't do that. Like, you know, Night of the Living Dead, I kind of understand because it happens all over one night.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, this is just starting. You don't know what the fuck's happening. You're just waiting for somebody to come help you. But like, this is, again, this has been going for 5 years. You tell me in 5 years, these fucking idiots have not figured out how to make a spear.
No.
Like, it doesn't even matter if you lose the spear, make another one. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But yeah. And then, of course, the happy bullshit ending. I did not like it all. Nope. I did not like that they called the zombies rotters exclusively. Mm-hmm. That's the only word they ever used to describe them, as rotters, which is a dumb fucking word.
Correct.
And, of course, the CGI is horrible, but that's, I guess that goes without saying.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
You know, you may be obsessed with someone. Never carve their name into your arm. I don't care. Especially as, like, you're supposed to be like healthy and stuff like that.
Oh fuck. That's what I've been doing wrong.
I know.
Fuck. I usually oh, I like her, and I just carve her name into my arm and I go, hey, check this out. Mm-hmm. And I wonder why they're scared. Yeah, now
that,
I know.
That rotter, very sneaky zombie, just absolutely the smartest, because he's still partially alive. That's absolute.
Well, yeah, half of his brain is alive and one of his eyes.
Horseshit.
I mean, yes. How is part of his leg still alive when it's not connected to anything else? Mm-hmm. Like, in order for things to live, they need like blood and oxygen, you know, and all this and nutrients, you know, like, and a leg that has dead tissue between that and his heart is not going to survive.
No.
I'm sitting there going like, did you take anatomy? Like, do you not understand how this works?
Hey, they were busy sleeping in that class. Okay. How'd you know?
Yeah, apparently.
As you said, you know, it's like hose splurts of blood every time someone, they're like, oh, I'm bitten. And it's just like 8 feet of gusher of blood.
Yeah. It's like explosion. Like, what the fuck? Like, what happened?
Yeah, it's, you know, the colors are very, very muted in this. It's like they just put the tone down.
I'm pretty sure they just couldn't afford the good color.
Apparently. This movie's kind of implying that it's a virus. Therefore, if you die, you don't come back as a zombie, which is weird.
Well, again, yeah, that's like Dawn of the Dead made a point of saying that. There was only ever one person that it happened to, but they made a point of saying it, which I didn't like. And this one, it like, yeah, they make a point of saying it. It's like, no, that's not how it works. That was the whole fucked up thing about Night of the Living Dead, is like corpses are coming back to life and they're like, what the hell is going on?
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, oh, you're gonna have this cure all, like, so does that mean if you die you don't come back as a zombie? Like, did they find like the full cure? Because that's bullshit. It's never.
Well, I think, yeah, I think they're just going by the whole it's a disease thing.
I guess.
Why name your movie after a film that you're just going to ignore?
Correct.
I don't get it.
And of course, I think the biggest cardinal sin of this movie is he may be half brain dead, but he can talk.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Because he's like super obsessed. Well, you know, as we've seen, there's a lot of people out there that I've talked to that I'm pretty sure only have half a brain. So I think that can possibly work.
Like, Sinister Smiles, Sneaky, he's just like amped up to like everything. He's like when freaking you watched the new Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City, right?
When was it? A couple years ago, or is it like new? Yeah,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, I saw it.
Where you know Friendzone Grayscale turns, and he's still able to retain all his stuff. Like that's what they made this guy to be, is him.
Right.
I feel like don't know his name, but you know Grayscale Friendzone. So that's all.
I don't know his real name either. I just call him Jorah Mormont. Like that's his name to me. I don't know his real name.
Right. But yeah, I think that's that they took that piece from, you know, Resident Evil even further. And it's just bullshit. Like we thought, you know, Big Daddy was stupid. This guy's just worse. So
well, yeah, Big Daddy was fucking stupid, but you know, again, Romero did it, which right. pisses me off. But you know, I guess he can, you know, he can rewrite whatever he wants to. I think he made a mistake because he kind of walked back all the changes that he made. And that's fine, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I know there's a lot of remakes out there that have nothing to do with the original, but it's all about, you know, capturing the spirit of the original. You don't necessarily have to follow it step by step. You know, like we get two different ones, you know, like Night of the Living Dead is a pretty close thing. It just changes some stuff around to keep you on your toes, but it's more or less the same movie, but it's done really well.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, again, it's, has some thematic stuff in common with it, but it does its own thing and it does it well. It's fun, right?
Yeah.
It does a good job with it. Like these are just like soulless.
Yep.
They're just like, they use the name to get the recognition of the name, but they really don't give a shit about the original film. There's like very little in there. Like there's just enough to go, oh, I guess there's like a thing that's connected to the original. That's like it. That's all you get.
And I don't even know the purpose of Bloodline. Why that has to do with Bloodlines.
Right. I don't know. I think they did it. They named it like that because they wanted to differentiate it from the Day of the Dead that had come out like a decade earlier. Right. They didn't want people to think it was the same film or a version of that same one. And they used Bloodlines as, because they were trying to make one closer to the original.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Bloodlines is supposed to mean. Not Bloodlines as in the film is about a bloodline in some way. It's Bloodlines meaning like we're staying more true to the original than the other Day of the Dead did.
I mean, they kind of did, but
it's still. No, yeah, I mean, it is closer than the other one, but it's still not good enough.
Yeah,
to say Bloodlines for sure.
So, all right, I'll go first for olives. I really hated this movie as well. It's 0.5 for me, 0.5 milky eyes, because, you know, only of my two eyes, you know, one of them is dead. The other one's alive.
You know, again, like if it's a zombie film, you get like 1 point. Right. Because I like zombie movies, even when they're bad, there's at least something kind of sort of interesting about them. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing else that this gains points in. So you get one. You get 1 point for being a zombie film. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, this was two pretty good ones. Two really shit ones.
Yes.
So, all right. Anything else to add?
No.
All right, well, with the Of the Dead series buried for now, because there are more out there that are of the dead that try to fit into this worldview. We were just kind of doing remakes. But we're putting that behind us, and we set our sights to spooky demons around Halloween. We revisit Angela and Night of the Demons 2, 3, and its remake. Will we get more great punk songs as we did in the original, or will we be trapped in eternity in sequel hell? Because you haven't seen any of these, have you?
No. No, I have not. I really hope there's more like erotic dances to like Bauhaus songs. That would be great. I like that about the original one, but I have a feeling that I'm not gonna like these.
You might like 2 and 3 because Angela's still in it. The remake.
I'm not a big fan of Angela. I was a big fan of that film in general.
Okay.
Because it was, again, there was some fun things about it. Yeah, it was like a cheesy horror movie, but it had some fun, interesting new things to do and say.
No, I'm interested to see what you think of these. They are like cheese level of Sleepaway Camp to me. So I don't know.
I know that they're going to be. I hope they have some, you know, connection to the original in the ways that I would enjoy. But I have a feeling they're not. I won't make a judgment until I see them. So. Yes.
All right. Well, remember, we watch bad movies, so you don't have to. And this has been Graveyard saying, have you checked on the children?
This is Salem saying, long live the new flesh.